Righty, Wanaka, a very good morning. Now, as promised, joining me in the studio, just a little heads up first before we introduce the guests. Community Networks Link coordinate the Food Security Network and a committee made up of a number of local organisations. Wastebusters, QLDC, Food for Love, Grow Wanaka, Kahu Youth, Hawea Food Forest, Wanaka's Vegetable Growers Club, and of course, Ben, Dr. Compost. Now, the group was established to create and implement initiatives to enhance the food resilience and food security of our district. And their focus for the month of June is food resilience and earthquake preparedness. Grow Wanaka is a circular economy community garden project registered as a charitable trust with a vision to create a vibrant educational hub where community members can come to learn, connect and grow. Now joining me in the studio this morning, I have Daisy Watford. Hello, Daisy.
Hi.
And Emberly Weatherall. How are you?
Yes, very good. Thanks for having us.
Absolute pleasure. Now, let us start. Emberly, a question for you. What is food resilience and why is it an issue in the Upper Clutha?
So food resilience is the ability to prepare for, withstand and recover from economic shocks, which could be a natural disaster or economic challenges. And food resilience is essential to ensuring food security, which is having sufficient supply and access to acceptable foods throughout our community. So this is really important because we live in a really dynamic environment and our food travels tremendous distance to get here. So any disruption to our travel network could significantly impact on our food security. The great thing is that we have tremendous opportunity and possibility to change our food security status within our district, and there's lots of really amazing things that are happening already.
Because we are, in a way, when you think about it, we are quite isolated here. Mm. You know, all you need to do, decent earthquake, can't get... I mean, you look at the way Kaikoura was isolated after the Kaikoura earthquake. So, you know, we've got a mount. We've got one way out that way. I'm pointing at the Crown Range at the moment, and we've got one way out the other way. Now I'm pointing down towards Cromwell. Yeah. So, or, you know, through the West Coast. So, yeah, we are, and we don't realise it at times. We could be really isolated. Look, I'll ask you both to come on this. What can individuals do to increase their food resilience at home or in the community? You might want to pick this one up first, Daisy.
Yeah, so really, to make a food resilient community, we need everyone to get on board.
Yep.
And it's anything from growing your own veggies in the garden to sharing some excess produce with your neighbours.
Yep.
Going down to Grow Wanaka, you can volunteer and help build that community garden down there.
Yep.
There's also lots of other community gardens popping up, potentially more in the future. So just the more we grow, share produce of each other, the better. We've also got the produce stands, so that's all the start, and then buying local would be the next best thing to
what we have growing in the community is we do have the community gardens. We've got the produce pantries in Wanaka and Wanaka surrounds to share surplus. We've got a new community kitchen coming along, so we can all like cook and share meals together. We have Food for Love. And I guess on the production side of things, we have some really amazing local organic market gardens that are, providing. And they're almost providing year-round now, so that's a really great foundation.
And of course, you've got people offering advice too. You've got Ben Elms, Dr. Compost, and there's sessions like that where people can learn things. In fact, the poll I'm running today asks the question, do you compost? And people who compost actually become quite fanatical about it. I've got a couple of friends very fanatical about their composting. I've just put in a veggie, but I've just, my house, I just had a nice macrocarpa veggie.
Awesome.
Put in. It's awesome, and it's got all the good soils in it ready to plant out, so I'm very happy with that. Hey, just to finish off today, what else has the Food Security Network been up to? What are the other things that it's been doing?
Yeah, so Em briefly mentioned we have the produce stands. We're also working on this this month of communications to try and get the message out there of how we can become a more resilient community. The network have created a thanks to Em at Grow Wanaka and Ben, Dr. Compost, they've created a great resource that we've put onto our website. So communitynetworks.co.nz/resources.
Yes.
There's heaps of growing tips and great information on there. And yeah, as Em said, we're launching a community kitchen on the 22nd of July.
Brilliant.
So the idea is going to run once a fortnight at the community hub. And the idea is anyone can come along to cook, plan a recipe for the next time and eat together.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be looking at different things like preserving and cooking local as well. And it's basically, yeah, just for anyone and everyone to come along and we'll just see how it grows and expands.
Just to finish off, are you both, naturally, you're both keen gardeners? Yeah?
Em is. I'm still learning.
Yeah. What's in the garden? What's growing in the garden at the moment, Em?
Actually, you know what? We follow the natural cycles of things.
Yes.
We actually put the garden to bed for the winter to actually build soil fertility.
Yeah, yeah.
And give us all a rest.
Give everybody, yeah, a bit of a rest.
And then it gives you time to plan and get excited for the next season.
Hey, listen, lovely to see you both. Daisy, just give us that website address, that address again.
Yeah, so it's communitynetworks.co.nz/resources.
Lovely to see you both. Enjoy the
Thank
day. Stay
you.
Warm.
Thank you.
Bye.